Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 7. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Follow my advice, my son, always treasure my commands. Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sister. Make insight a beloved member of your family. Let them protect you from an affair with an immoral woman, from listening to the flattery of a promiscuous woman. While I was at the window of my house, looking through the curtain, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was at twilight, in the evening, as deep darkness fell. The woman approached him, seductively dressed and sly of heart. She was the brash, rebellious type, never content to stay at home. She is often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, and with a brazen look she said, "I've just made my peace offerings and fulfilled my vows. You're the one I was looking for. I came out to find you, and here you are. My bed is spread with beautiful blankets, with colored sheets of Egyptian linen. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love until morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses, for my husband is not home. He's away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him and won't return until later this month." So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. He followed her at once, like an ox going to the slaughter. He was like a stag caught in a trap, awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. So listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Don't let your hearts stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path. For she has been the ruin of many. Many men have been her victims. Her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Temptation is all around us. We don't need to be scared all the time, but we need to be on guard. We don't need to be scared, but we need to be on guard. There are wise people in life who will help you, and there are foolish people who will hurt you because they want to have pleasure, be lazy, and always get what they want. This chapter describes a young man who gives in to the enticement of an adulterous wife. He willingly flies into her home like a bird into a trap. There will be consequences for his actions in his soul, in his reputation, and in his community. Sexual sin has ruined so many lives. God wants us to experience his good plan for sex. With the rise of the internet, we have, quote, depersonalized, end quote, sexual sin. But that is still a person who has chosen to tempt you. There are still people who are making money from the sin, and it is still you as a person who is getting hurt from the sin. The advice in this chapter is clear. Stay away from sin, guard your eyes and your thoughts, and remember daily the words of wisdom that can guard your choices. The Bible does not pretend that sexual sin is easy to resist, but it can be done with God's help, self-discipline, and godly friends. We live in a hyper-sexualized culture. This only proves that people are not fulfilled sexually. It also means that we need to have a plan to stay pure. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is your plan to stay sexually pure? Are you on guard against temptation and unwise people? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.